Good evening. You are listening to KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and it's time for the second of our five call-in candidates forums for local Latah County races during, next couple nights. Well, tonight and tomorrow night and also next week, we'll be hearing from candidates for Latah County Commission and the Idaho Legislature. The legislative candidate forums start tomorrow night, and the plan is to pit the candidates against their direct opponents in the same race. Forums start at 6:30 p.m., run an hour, and after opening statements, you have a chance to call in your questions. Tonight, we had scheduled Democrat Tom Stroshine and Republican Bill Gosling. Tom is the current county commissioner. He's an incumbent. Bill Gosling had initially said he could appear on Tuesday the 19th, and after we put out all the publicity and the press releases, he called and said he had forgotten about a campaign fundraiser that was scheduled for tonight, and I was not able to reschedule, so we have Tom Stroshine here, and we don't have Bill Gosling. So what we're going to do, instead of the one-hour format where we give candidates 1 minute each to answer questions from the listeners, we'll instead do a half-hour interview with Tom Stroshine, and we will take phone calls from listeners, and you can ask questions of Tom, and we'll dispense with the one-minute limit to to answer questions. The phone number, by the way, is 892-9200. The phone number that was on Vision 2020 will also work, 892-9300. But the usual call-in line is 892-9200, and we can if there's more than one caller at a time, it'll roll over to the other line. Okay. There's also candidates running for District 3, and they were a Democrat, Robin Olgren, Republican Dave McGraw, and Independent Jerry Warner. They were in the studios last night, and we had quite a few calls from listeners. It was a great call-in candidates forum, and they are hoping to take the seat held by Republican Jack Nelson, who is retiring from the Latah County Commission in January. The third county commissioner is Democrat Jennifer Barrett, and she has 2 years left in her term. And tomorrow night at 6:30, we'll have the first of three Legislative District 6 candidate forums. We'll have Tom Trail and Judy Brown. They've promised to come in. And next week on Tuesday, we'll have House Seat 6B candidates Shirley Ringo and Ike Young, and State Senate candidates Gresham Bauma and Dan Schmidt, scheduled for Wednesday, October 27th, all at 6:30 p.m. And all those candidates I just mentioned have said they intend to come in, so they should be great candidates format. Okay, well, we're going to give Tom Stroshine, who's the incumbent Democrat County Commissioner, a chance to give a little bit of an opening statement and tell us why he's running for another term and if there's any unfinished business on the commission he'd like to take care of. And then I'll start asking questions, or better yet, we'll get questions from the callers. So 892-9200, and Tom, go ahead, and you can go ahead and if you want, put on the headphones, too, in case we get any phone callers. Okay. If it's too loud, I can turn that down for you. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, say hello to the listeners, Tom.
Well, good evening. I'm pleased to be here, and I look forward to a lot of good questions coming in. So please make some good ones, because when Lee said if there's any challenges ahead, you bet we've got, and that's one of the reasons I am running for another term, because there's still a lot of unfinished business, and I look forward to the challenges we are facing.
Okay, we're going to go a half hour now, and we do have a caller. KRFP, you are on the air.
Yeah, I would like to start the interview with a large philosophical question. I'm curious as to what the candidates... Well, I'd like to know what the candidate thinks the role of government in our society should be.
Okay, Tom, that was a question we had last night, too.
Well, good. Well, you know, it's interesting on the local level, and I guess I'll stick with that. There's other challenges on the federal and state, but in the local level, it's very interesting that our founding fathers really had the vision that the closest to government is the people. And so they gave the commissioners the responsibility of all three of the powers, the executive, the legislative, and judicial. And I had never really understood the judicial part until I had the opportunity on my first term that not only am I the executive along with the other two commissioners, we actually make the decisions and handle the budget, those kind of things, but we also are the legislative, which of course we do it through our planning department and those kind of issues that we write the legislation. Then it comes to the quasi-judicial part, in which the people have an opportunity. If they're not happy with the decisions we make, they appeal, and then we have to sit as a judge. And that's been a real challenge and probably one of the toughest parts when you sit and have to rule when people have different philosophies and different opinions on issues, and just have to rule on what you hear and can't form your own opinion. So it's been a real pleasure to serve on the local level where the people really can be heard, and that's, I think, I've hopefully filled that responsibility.
Okay, Tom Stroschein. A lot of the questions last night were about economic development. I want to ask a question that's sort of related. I want to ask your philosophy about where certain types of businesses should be located in the county. So it's sort of a zoning question.
Well, and that's been in our discussion in the forums in that. We have a pretty good ordinance. Of course, the comprehensive plan is what plans the whole, where the ordinance fits in with the different zones. And we've had public input. We're in the process of reviewing the comprehensive plan right now. Within the next couple months, it'll come before the commissioners. We've held meetings throughout the county for people to have input. A couple years ago, we updated our ordinance, so the people have really had an opportunity. And we are divided up in areas. Each community has their municipality where the city is, which even though it's in the county, we don't really have any jurisdictional part there. It's within the cities. But in the impact areas and out in the county, that's where the county zoning laws come into effect. And I really think with our conditional use permits, we really have the opportunity where we have all the different ag and light industry in those areas that they certainly can have conditional uses. And we are really encouraging light industry in that, in the Potlatches and Troy's and Deary's. We've got a great project going right now in Deary. So you bet we need some more businesses in these communities.
Do landowners have the right to do whatever they want with their land, in your opinion, even if it impacts the lives of their neighbors, with as far as maybe noise and dust?
Well, and that's what zoning the land use ordinance is all about. That I think it's more of a protection from each other, that the neighbors do have an opportunity through appeals in that. If we have a proposal that they want to do a zone change, or they want to go through the conditional use process, our zoning commission has an opportunity to hear it. And then under a lot of cases, especially if either party, the applicant or the people that are concerned about what's happening wants to pursue it, they can come before the commission. And I think in all those cases, we have pretty well then held our own hearing as far as the commission. And it really gives the people an opportunity to state their opinions and their concerns, and then we can make a decision from that input.
Okay, you're listening to candidate Tom Stroschein, incumbent Democrat County Commissioner for Latah County, in the studios. His opponent, Bill Gosling, a Republican, has decided not to appear. This is a live call-in show. You can ask questions of Tom. 892-9200 is the number to call, and we're going to keep it to about a half hour tonight because it's not, a full candidates forum because we don't have both candidates. So we'll go to about 7:10, I think, since we started a little bit late. Phone number 892-9200, and after that, we'll play the original interview that we did with Tom's opponent, Bill Gosling, and then we'll play the interview we recorded a couple weeks ago with Tom Stroshine as well, so you'll get to hear that if you continue listening. Okay. 892-9200. The next question would be about the county budget. What's your philosophy for running the county budget in these tough economic times? And is there any fat left to trim in the budget if you don't get the revenues?
Well, I think the last 2 years have probably been the most challenging part on the budget. We're required by law, and the state requires certain parts that we have to supply to the public. It's safety. That's the number one, that our people, the community has law enforcement. And we provide the needed services, whether it's our planning or those kind of things. So we're required, and so within our budget, we have to commit to certain requirements. Most of you out there know our county services really rely heavily on the property tax. And so it really puts a load on your house and my house and the businesses where we our largest employer, the university, pays some taxes, but as a whole, our public schools and higher education have exemptions, along with most of our medical supplies. Gritman does pay over $100,000 in taxes for some of their buildings around, but the main medical facility is tax exempt. So that leaves our two major businesses, Bennett Lumber and Potlatch Forest Land, is taxable, and as I mentioned, our houses. So we're really limited when sales tax and that is limited, as it has been the last 2 years. So I think we've been very, very fiscally responsible. Looking last year, we had an experience. We didn't realize the state sales tax would be reduced so heavily. We'd approved the budget a year ago, and then after 3 months, we had to kind of back up the truck and look to see what we'd done. And working cooperatively with our employees, we went into a furlough like the state had done, like all our public employees had done throughout the whole nation. And I want the people to know that I really appreciated the employees buckling down and not only reducing their own budgets, but with the furlough and some reduction in their salary. I was really pleased that the other two commissioners and myself this year did not issue any furloughs. We brought back where their salary scale was. We've actually kept the benefit package and insurance and of course they're under state retirement. So I think we really proved that we could buckle down, and we're going to ride this out. Things are looking a little better on the state level, and we're hoping that sales tax revenues will increase a little, and I think we've got a pretty good budget to supply the needed services this year.
Okay, 892-9200. We have two callers on both the lines, so you're on the air with Tom Stroshine, the first caller here.
Hi, I have a question about jobs and growth. Yesterday evening, the candidates were asked a question about this, and their answers were different. I mean, there were two different categories. One candidate talked about us getting creative and sort of networking within the county and different businesses like farmers selling to local restaurants, and revamping and retooling things. And the other two candidates were a lot more focused on outside entities, usually larger corporations coming in and having them come in and create the jobs. And so I wondered, what you would consider smart and healthy growth for Latah County if you're on one, one side of that or the other, or a combination of those things.
Well, thank you. That is a great question. And, we just have to look at the great resource we have here with our University of Idaho, not only in its research, but its technical efforts and all that. And we are a natural resource-based area. That's what makes our lifestyle so great. And when the agriculture is healthy, the timber industry was healthy, we had very limited mining, but you know, you need to create new dollars. You can't just wear out the ones you've got. And that's, I think that's the issue that we get confused at times, is what retail does and what real basic job creation in that is, because you have to have people to have successful retail outlets. And so I look that I, in my former profession, I was in agriculture. And I raised lambs, and every new lamb was new money in the economy. We're fortunate that we have such a big ag base here, but we really need to look at our small communities and that small business venture to really grow this area. The corporate structure is not working in other areas when they come in, and they don't have a living wage usually. So I really, a combination maybe, but I really want to grow and develop in our rural communities to keep our lifestyle, and that have the small businesses that usually start in a garage work with our University of Idaho in both all the different research areas, and I think we can keep Latah County really the great place it is to live, and still, as the economy picks up and that, really start to look for tech jobs just what we're doing out in Potlatch right now with developing the old mill site and that for small businesses and light industry and kind of homegrown businesses.
And you're tuned to KRFP in Moscow, and we're speaking with Latah County Commissioner Tom Stroshine. The number is 892-9200. I think we still have a caller on the other line. Caller, go ahead. Are you still there?
Yes. I was wondering if the Commissioner candidate has any ideas about bringing in industrial businesses, since we are a natural resource state, like he says. We can't rely on that all the time, and also our private businesses are struggling at the time. Does he have any ideas for clean industrial businesses or companies that could increase our employment base here in Latah County?
Well, thank you, and you bet. And as I mentioned, what we do best is in our natural resource area. And I would think value added. I look at what we've done where we export all our raw materials. There goes the jobs, and there goes the money out of the base area. And I would love to see, look at our wheat industry in this area. I'd love to see a flour mill. I'd like to see us making the bread and the cinnamon loaves. I would like to see, you know, our timber industry struggling. I would like to see companies, and I would hope they'd start up as small businesses, but even if they were larger ones that would want to come to this country, you know, make furniture. The options we have in our research with straw, you can make it. It doesn't have formaldehyde in it. You could do straw board. There's just so many options that we could use in our natural resource area to help these communities and develop businesses in that area, in which we could be in exporting finished products. I remember in the days when I was farming, we said every dollar that was new dollars increased seven times through the economy. And that's what we need in this county, because we are a natural resource-based area, and with our university and the research, that's what's sad when we see the funding being cut for our research, and that's our lifeline, is the research for future income into our areas. So I guess that's about as best as I could explain that.
Okay, you're listening to County Commissioner Tom Stroshine. He is running against this election cycle Republican Bill Gosling, and the winner will serve a four-year term in the Latah County Commission. And 892-9200 is the number to call if you have any questions. My question right now here is, do you feel that it's too late for Latah County commissioners to influence the choice of the route for US 95 south of Moscow that the Idaho Transportation Department is supposedly deciding right now? And if so, how would you influence that decision?
Well, We understand that's being held up back in Washington, D.C., and that's too bad, you know, that we had all those meetings, we had our input, and we needed to get that road built. We sit here now and with the accident rate on it and that, but I haven't much hope as far as they're going to come back to us. They tell us that the decision's going to be made back in Washington, and hopefully the funding that we do have, I understand it's a little over $20 million that they did have, and they tell us they've kept it there. But the costs have almost doubled, I think, since we originally looked at this route. So, but it's critical to get this done. We are so landlocked in Idaho that we need a transportation system. And we need 95. Of course, it's not real to think it's going to be four lane down along the Salmon River and that, but the sooner we can get a connector from North Idaho to Southern Idaho so we can move our commodities and that, and just for a safety factor. So I've certainly done what I could to talk to transportation but it's really being held up, and now because of financial reasons, that's another reason. But
do you have an opinion on which route should be taken? I know there's three under consideration.
Well, I understand that that the three are being considered are all either on the east side of the present one. However, I think the one route on the west side of those three proposed probably would come down in the area of the present highway. I would hope it would not come down through the present route with the curves and that and affecting those homes and that. That I think either one of the upper two routes would be beneficial. So it would be a pretty well straight route from Ridenour Hill right into Moscow.
You're tuned to KRFP Moscow, and we're with Latah County Commissioner Tom Stroshine. He's running for re-election this year. His opponent is Republican candidate Bill Gosling, who didn't make it to this particular call-in forum. We're going to go for maybe about 10 more minutes. The phone number is 892-9200 if you have any questions for Tom. This is your chance to get them in. Let's see. What do I have on my list here? How about, we might as well talk about the Loxaw Land Exchange proposal. It's what you might call an elephant in the room, so to speak. No, nobody's really offered a specific smaller version, but would you be in favor of a smaller version where less national forest land in Latah County would go into private ownership with Pacific Timber?
Well, the original proposal was not well thought out. I mean, for us to give up land in an exchange with land in Idaho County, all three of us commissioners did not approve of that one. And it's been back and forth and back and forth. Supposedly, the impact statement, and that's going to come out here in the next several months, and we can really see. We understand it's really been changed, that even there might be some sales. I don't know where they're, although there is a fund, I guess, in the Forest Service that they can do some land purchases. But you know, the original intent of exchanging forest federal land for private was that it was those isolated parcels that didn't have any effect. They were landlocked by private land, and those should probably be exchanged. Now, when you've got forest land bordering other forest land, to think to take that out and limit the access, I absolutely am not in favor of that. I think any connectivity with forest land into other public lands should be kept for future generations' use and that. So I'm hoping that when this is all said and done, that there might be a few isolated parcels. And you've got to, it's nice to have some of that land back on the tax rolls in the private sector. I can't deny that. But we certainly want to keep access to all our federal lands in this county. That's what makes Latah County the great place to live in.
Okay, I'll go on to another question here, Tom. your opinion on the governor's plan announced yesterday to prevent Idaho Fish and Game from investigating illegal wolf kills in the state or participate in the federal government's management of wolves as long as they are on the endangered species list.
Well, I'm glad that's in the governor's area and that as an old sheep producer and that, you really have kind of hit a spot that, you know, the whole introduction of endangered species and that, I'm certainly not opposed to. However, when you introduce species that aren't indigenous to our area, and that's what I understand happened in our wolf situation, that they brought Canadian wolves in, which are much larger, and survivors. And my experience with the coyotes, there's a place for those, but you can't run domestic livestock and have people and wildlife. And so if they're not on the endangered species, there's got to be some form of management for them. And I really believe in local and state control. So I guess we'll just see how the governor comes out on this. I know Wyoming and Montana also has their issues, and that's been the problem, that Wyoming has never come to any conclusion on how to manage their wolf population. So we've got enough issues here on the county that I'm leaving that up to our governor and the fish and wildlife people.
Okay, KRFP Moscow, County Commissioner Tom Stroshine is in the studios. You will take phone calls, 892-9200, during the next few minutes. Only be here for a few minutes longer. Field burning now has been greatly reduced in Idaho since the EPA stepped in a couple of years ago. How do you think that system's working?
Well, it's just a much better management tool to not burn. We lose so much nitrogen and issues of smoke and that. I served 8 years on the State Farm Service Agency Committee on the state level when to stay within government programs and that, you had to almost eliminate burning. And I think our farmers are doing one heck of a job up here. When we see these green beltways and with this minimum till in agriculture and that, and you need that humus and that straw back in the soil to hold when we have big runoffs and that. So I've really supported the no field burning because it's a much better management tool. And as we see these farmers, they're managing and they're actually increasing yields with no-till farming and that. And that's what our research university is working with. And I'm pleased to see the effort made in better management of our soils.
KRFP Moscow, 892-9200. We're on the air with Tom Stroshine. And I'd like to ask about your philosophy for overseeing the sheriff's department. I understand commissioners at least set the budget.
Well, and that's what I learned real fast when I got elected as commissioner, that there's other elected officials too, and they certainly manage their own department. And I believe in that. That's what they're elected for, and I don't believe in micromanaging. However, there are limits on budget, and that's what I'm responsible for, and we kind of have to keep a balance. And yes, number one is safety in our county here, but I think Wayne has done a pretty good job to provide that. The issue of vehicles has come up, and yeah, last year, except for a couple vehicles, we didn't budget for any new vehicles. We had hopes he'd get five new vehicles this year, and there's a possibility we will, because we need to have safety on the road for our law enforcement people. But there's just a limit that as long as we can provide the needed services and provide for the safety of our employees and our people and our citizens, we just have to really limit what we can spend. And hopefully in better days than that, we've worked well with Wayne. I think we've supplied his needs.
Okay. Well, speaking about budgets, have you been involved in lobbying the legislature to change taxing laws so counties can get more revenue, say possibility of a local option tax that county governments could use?
Well, I've limited my lobbying the last couple of years because when I go down to the legislature, it discourages me so that they've just got this attitude of no taxes and not even adjustment in taxes or making fair taxation. And serving on the State Board of Health and Welfare, it's been so frustrating for me that they've cut health and welfare so much in our needed areas of children's services and people with our disabilities and mental illness and that. So I've really limited my lobbying. However, I really believe there are some options. I look at, and it's been brought up by our legislative candidates. It's so unfair that we don't tax internet sales. I mean, that's competition for our local businesses and that. And I look at the internet now, and I see the UPS trucks coming out of Pullman the other day. There was five of them, and I you can just imagine that a lot of the products on those UPS trucks were internet purchases with no taxing. And I understand that we could be up to between $80 and $100 million a year that could come into this state if we could work with other states and get an internet sale. So local option, I don't know. That puts it right back to the property tax owner or the tourist trade. I don't think our county's big enough. And with Spokane and Lewiston and that, a local option tax, I would not be in favor of that unless the people had a vote on pursuing it.
Okay. Well, we're winding down now. We're with Tom Strohschein, who's running for another term on Latah County Commission. How long have you served on commission?
Well, this will be my eighth year, the end of December. And it sure has gone fast. There were so many issues. The water issue when I got on, being an irrigated farmer, I saw the challenges we had with our limited aquifer. And I've worked really hard with PBAC and looking at future. Somewhere we have to find alternative sources for water in this community, either through conservation of capturing rainfall or look to some outside source, because we can't keep pumping on this lower aquifer and losing a foot and a half a year, which we've known now for what, almost 70 years, I think, since our studies have shown. So that's been one of my goals. The other issues have been in the health services area, and I really think we need to supply our needed. The people that really need health services are senior citizens and our youth programs and that. I've been a real supporter of spending dollars wisely, but some of the youth programs that we've got going are just really we need in this county. So I guess along with that, I would like to just say I've heard some criticism that we aren't using federal grants and that, and that's absolutely not true. As a matter of fact, we budgeted $20,000 for grant writing this past, the past two fiscal years, in which we've given not only within our departments some additional help, but the private sector can. And with bringing LEDC back and having an LEDC director, but we administer about $1.5 million of grants through that come from federal money in our youth programs and different grants there. So we have utilized every opportunity we could when it comes to for grants. And I think we need to look at more, because that seems to be where our only hope is to get additional resources in to help.
Anything else you'd like to say as a closing statement or what have you?
Well, I just want to thank the people of Latah County for giving me the opportunity to be your commissioner the last almost 8 years. I look at we're going to miss Commissioner Nelson for retiring. It's been a real pleasure to work with Jack and Paul Kimmel when he was commissioner and Jennifer Barrett, who's our present commissioner working with us. I look forward to the opportunity to work whoever the new commissioner will be replacing Jack. But I've still got some things to do. You know, being a farmer, I said you plant a seed and then you have to nurture it, water it, whatever, to get it to grow. And I hope I've planted a few seeds, but I still want to stick around a while and help get them growing. And I think things like land use and water and health issues and just safety for our county. Better cooperation with the university. I've had a commitment from Dr. Nellis, and I really look forward to working with the university in their research area. So anyway, with that, thanks, Lee, for the opportunity to sit here and maybe ramble on a little, but that's what I guess the people, I look forward, if you have any questions, let me know, and I sure would appreciate your vote again come November 2nd. Thank you.
Okay. You've been listening to Tom Stroshein live in the studios. He is running for a fourth term on the Latah County Commission. This time it's a four-year term. They stagger back and forth between 4 and 2 years. And his opponent is Republican Bill Gosling. Like I said earlier in the show, Bill initially said he could come in on Tuesday the 19th, and the day after we put out all the publicity and so forth, he called and said that he had a campaign fundraiser that he had not considered for tonight, so he decided not to come in. So we did. We cut the program in half, and it's been a half hour with Tom Stroshein. And the other candidates for Latah County Commission, the other seat, which is seat 2, they call it seat 3, they call it District 3 because that's where the candidate pools come from, although everybody in Latah County who can vote in the other race. Those candidates are Democrat Robin Olgren, Republican Dave McGraw, and Independent Jerry Warner, and they're running for a 2-year term, hoping to take the seat now held by Republican Jack Nelson, who is retiring in January. The third county commissioner is Democrat Jennifer Barrett, who has 2 years left in her term. Tomorrow night, we have assurances that Republican incumbent Tom Trail and his challenger, Democrat Judy Brown, will be in the studios at 6:30 p.m. to take your calls. It's a call-in candidates forum. And on Tuesday, the 26th next week, we've scheduled incumbent Democrat Shirley Ringo running for Idaho House seat 6B and her opponent, Republican Ike Young. And then the next night, Wednesday, October 27th, also at 6:30 p.m. for an hour, we have scheduled the two candidates for Idaho State Senate seat 6, Republican Gresham Bauma and Democrat Dan Schmidt. They'll be in the studios to take calls. So thanks for tuning in. Coming up program-wise, we are going to play the interview we did earlier with Tom Stroshein's opponent, Bill Gosling, during the, introductory interviews. And then we're going to play the recorded interview with Tom Stroshein. That should run until about 7:50. At 7:50, we'll run Flashpoints, which normally runs at 6:30. And then after that, around 8:45, 8:50, Chris will be in to play some jazz for you here at KRFP Moscow. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And here's some election info.